Carnegie Hall is crackers.
It's not a joke.
So you have to admit, even with no practice, it sounds good.
Amen. Amen.
It's fireman.
I kind of looked at the title of the message this morning and I thought, maybe you think that what the title of the message was, I forgot. 7 reasons we don't share the good news and I forgot. Now, what I didn't mean is I forgot all the reasons. I forgot is one of them, of the 7, and we're on number 5 right now, I forgot. And I wanted to kind of just go through. We had 4 already. One was deception, the deception that it's not ours to share. Leave it to the professionals. The second one was fear, is why we don't share. The third one was apathy. The fourth one was no vision for the harvest. And the fifth one today is, I forgot. I didn't forget. But I forget. Oh, I'm confusing you, aren't I? You know, talking about that as we start this morning, you know, I really missed my old neighborhood where we lived in town, and we were just 4 doors down from the church. And one thing I really missed about that is, I forget things all the time. And so my neighbors would see me probably walking up and down the sidewalk several times a day. Usually because I forgot something back home, I'd go back to get it and come back here. Or I'd be back home and I forgot something at church and I'd have to go back home with it. What it has forced me to do when we moved out of the neighborhood into our future retirement home is it caused me to think, okay, before I leave the house this morning, I need to kind of think of the things I gotta go to church with. And then when I go to church, I got to think of the things I probably need to take back with me back home. And I'm doing a little bit better job of that because I think I'm training myself not to forget. How many of you have the same issue I do? It happens with the gray hair. It gets worse and worse and worse. But anyway, thank God loves us in spite of ourselves. You know, in the Old Testament, when that text was read here this morning, I think the author Moses and God himself is trying to tell us something. Don't forget. The Israelites, don't forget when you get in that land and all these wonderful things happen to you and you have all these wonderful things you really didn't use your blood, sweat, and tears to accumulate. Don't forget who brought you here. Who took you here. Don't forget who will keep you and sustain you and provide for you. He says, don't forget. And that's something you and I need to keep in mind. When we're in that land flowing with milk and honey, and you know what? I think that sounds a lot like us in the U.S. We've lived in a country where we truly have been blessed. Yes, we have people who struggle in our country, but we also have the means to help those who do struggle. In another country, sometimes you're left to your own. You don't have the help that we have in so many ways, at so many times. Whether it's government assistance, or whether it's the church that assists, or whether it's the neighbor that assists, or whatever the case may be. We are truly blessed in a land flowing with milk and honey. And because of that, we are probably more prone to forget. You know, when everything's going so well, you tend to forget maybe from where He has taken us to where we are today. Do we deserve all that we have? Sometimes we think we do, but you know, we don't deserve it. Why is it we have what we have? And there are people who are even more faithful than we are living in places where they barely get by. Why? I don't think we necessarily deserve anything. I thank God that I have what I have, but it also means I ought to be, because I've been so blessed and because you have been so blessed. We need to be a blessing to others as well. So we never forget. Never forget. Where did we come from? You know, the Israelites, they came from slavery. They came from what seemed like hopelessness. Would they ever be a real country again? Would they ever really, you know, they were empty. They were in a place of, where are you, God? We find ourselves in the same place a lot of times in our own lives. We find ourselves empty and hopeless. Sometimes we find ourselves in a life that's just controlled by our own sin. We were lost, but then we were found. And then sometimes after we were found, we forget that we were lost, don't we? Sinners saved by grace. Don't forget. Folks, let's not forget. We get comfortable in our pews. We get comfortable in our situations. And we just kind of take it all for granted. But don't forget. Because when we forget, then our life seems to be less meaningful. We don't realize from where we have come to where we are today. And then we tend to live in a way that doesn't honor the one who brought us to where we are today. Because we forget. We forget. Just like in Deuteronomy, he warned that many would forget as they accumulated wealth and as they got established in what they were doing, they tend to forget. In Hebrews 2, that first couple verses 2, again, the same thing is being said. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we don't drift away or so that we don't forget. How many times throughout Scripture that is shared with us? Don't forget. A life lacking meaning to a very meaningful life. That's what happened to me. That's, I hope, what happened to you. What do we live for outside of Christ? Ask yourself that question. What do we live for outside of Christ? We live for me. And when we live for me, we find out that over time, there's not a whole lot of meaning in that because myself can never be satisfied. Never be fully satisfied. We try with this and we try with that, but we can never be satisfied. Don't forget. Don't forget. We live in Christ. And if we live in Christ, we need to live in a way that honors and glorifies Jesus Christ. Because I didn't save myself, and I can't save myself. And how many times people live like they think they're saving themselves? He saved me. I don't want to forget. Never want to forget. You see, as Hebrews 2:1 indicates to us, drifting does make us forget. What makes us drift? There's a lot of things that might make you and I drift. I think in America, one of the issues with making us drift is materialism. It's so easy in comparison to many other places to have. I mean, I even remember when I was a kid growing up on the farm, that my brother and I, in order to get a loan, we had to go to the bank and we had to talk to them about what we had to do. We kind of had to have things lined up and all that sort of thing. And then they had to meet with a board and they had to discuss it. And a few days later, we finally get approval for a loan. Now you go in, they say, sign your name, 15 seconds later. Okay, you got a loan. You know? It's different, isn't it? It's different than it used to be. Materialism makes me drift. Self-determination can make me drift. Because when I'm self-determined to do something, what's the problem with that? Self-determined. Rather than determined by God's agenda, it's mine. And I'm going to get somewhere because I want to go. There's nothing wrong with us being assertive and there's nothing wrong with us wanting something really bad. But please, folks, as we do that, let's include God in the picture. And ask Him, is this really what you want for me or not? Lest we forget. Materialism makes me drift. Self-determination can make me drift. Present circumstances I don't like can make me drift. You know, when crisis happens in your life and difficult things happen in your life, it does one of two things in your relationship with God, if you have one. It's going to draw you closer or farther away. You'll never be the same. Never. Crisis doesn't work that way. You'll never be the same after you experience what it is you experience. Whether it's bad news, whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's the loss of a job, whether it's a diagnosis, whatever it is, you'll never, ever, ever be the same after you go through a crisis. And it's either going to draw you closer to God or further away from God. You'll never be the same. In those circumstances, and sometimes God even puts us in circumstances to remind us. Don't forget. Sometimes it's not God that's doing it. It might be our own self. It might be Satan himself who's always trying to push buttons and dig and discourage and frustrate and all that sort of thing. But even when Satan's trying to do it, remember Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And even Satan, who's trying to do his thing, we can look at him and say, you don't have me. God has me. And if God has me, whatever your intention with this is, maybe it stings and it hurts, but God's going to use it for good purposes. Because I'm His. Right? So don't forget. What makes me drift? The pursuit of anything that excludes Jesus Christ. What makes me drift? The lack of fellowship with Jesus. And prayer. Being in His Word. The lack of Christian fellowship. You see, folks, there are some wonderful things that have happened through COVID and some not so wonderful things that have happened through this whole COVID experience. One of the wonderful things that happened through COVID is we've been able to reach people we never reached before. Praise God. There have been opportunities to reach through a media that we never used before because, you know, we're a little behind the times. We use all that stuff and we're reaching people that we haven't reached before, and I think it's a wonderful thing. But you know another thing that has kind of happened that I think is a negative side effect of that is? People thinking that they can have all they need by just maybe watching a service online and then sticking to myself. When what you're missing is a peace that's really important. Not that you can't do that. And praise God, sometimes shut-ins, that's the only opportunity they have. And, oh, I think that's a great opportunity for them. They can stay connected because they can't be here. There's a lot of people who could be in fellowship anywhere, not necessarily here, but anywhere, and they don't avail themselves of it because it's easier. It's nice to just stay at home and get your cup of coffee with French vanilla creamer. Sit on the couch and just listen to the service. I'm kind of hungry halfway through the sermon. It's getting a little boring at this point anyway. So I'm going to go to the fridge and I'm going to grab me, I don't know, whatever's there. And come back. Oh, good, he's almost done. No, what I'm saying is that you know how we've gotten this way a little bit. And I think what it can tend to do is it causes us to forget. Because that's a piece. That's a piece that's an important piece, Christian fellowship. You know, I mean, we don't do a whole lot anymore. Even kids, you know, at the fellowship is with the phone. It's not with another person. We as adults do the same thing sometimes. What makes me drift? Those things and many others. But when we drift, the Holy Spirit's role to teach and remind us isn't heard. John 14, verses 25 and following deals with that and talks about what the Holy Spirit's role in us and our lives is. It's to teach us and remind us. What does that mean? Don't forget. But we aren't listening because we're distracted by all those things that make us drift. So I say to you and me as I bring this to a close, it's good to go down memory lane. It's good to go back from time to time to see where God took us from. You know, I'm always confused by that. Help me with this, English teachers. I have a problem with take and bring. I have no idea which one's the right word to use. So, if I'm doing the wrong thing, just forgive me. And we go on with the sermon. You know, whether you take something and bring it, I'm always confused about that one, and I'm never going to get it right. So that's something you're just going to have to accept with me. But going down memory lane, what happens on Facebook? Every now and then, what pops up to me? A year ago today. 10 years ago today, something happened. You know, 4 years ago today. And it's kind of cool to go back and say, wow, that happened 4 years ago. It's good for us sometimes to go back down memory lane to remember where we were and where we are today. What God has done in our lives, taken us through things we didn't think we'd ever get through. But we did. Because God did it. And it's good sometimes to go down memory lane to see the value of the gift. To see God's fingerprints all over our life. Because sometimes when we're hurting, we don't see God's fingerprints, do we? When you're in the middle of the thing, He seems absent. When you're in the middle of the thing, it doesn't feel like God's there. But he is. When you look back, you'll see it, and I'll see it. But we don't see it when we're in it. It's good to go back down memory lane so we don't forget. To recognize he's the author of our life. Not me. Not you. To be assured that his investment in you through Christ guarantees your future with him as well. Now, I think all of that's worth sharing. And if you and I keep sharing that, then we'll never forget. Because I think that's the problem sometimes with sharing the good news. We forgot. And because we forgot, we don't share. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you for sharing with us the greatest gift there ever was. And help us to remember so that we don't forget. And so that we can share with others so that they will too have a remembrance of what you have done through them. God, we are so grateful. We are so thankful. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.